Ranked choice voting. What is ranked choice voting? Ranked choice voting lets voters rank the candidates in order of preference. How does ranked choice voting work? Voters rank candidates in the order of their preference. First choice, second choice, third choice, and so on. When all the ballots are counted, if one candidate gets more than 50% of the first choice votes, he or she wins. If no candidate receives more than 50% of first choice votes, the candidate with fewest votes is defeated. Voters who ranked the defeated candidate as their first choice have their votes counted for their second choice. This is repeated until only two candidates remain. The one with the most votes wins. Why should I rank my vote? If your first choice is defeated, your ballot will still count for your next highest choice. You can't hurt your favorite candidate by also ranking the other candidates. Those choices only count if your first choice is defeated. You can't help your favorite candidate by ranking only one candidate. Your first choice will always count if your favorite candidate has not been defeated. How do I avoid mistakes on my ballot? Mark only one oval per row. Mark only one oval per column. Rank as many candidates as you like. You do not need to rank any candidate whom you do not support. If you make a mistake, ask the clerk for a new ballot. Ask for help. You won't be the only one with questions. Which races will have ranked choice voting this November? Ranked choice voting will be used in the November 6, 2018 election for U.S. Senate, U.S. Congressional District 1, U.S. Congressional District 2. Ranked choice voting will not be used for other offices in November 2018. We will not be using ranked choice voting for governor or for the main state legislative races.